First pasuk. Opposite power is there. Yitzchuk Alech Hashem and Zayis Zayis Zoch Kosis La Mo'er La Havis Na Atomet. Some of the Rishonim, including the Sephorno, rarely do we go straight to the classic ocean. The Sephorno seems to be bothered. What is the extra word over here? The Akot Tzavet from Eisel. Is the Yishenim and Achlein last Akasha? Why can't I just say, Utetzavet from Eisel? Tzavet means you shall command. What would be the need for the extra word, the Akot Tzavet? This is Akasha that the Sephorno, among other Yishenim and Achlein. The Sephorno says that the vote is inside. It says, actually, Pasuk Tetzave is a hemshech from Pasuk Truma. More than enough.
Okay,
you have
enough.
Yeah. Huh? Later. If you want to write some more time. Okay. Welcome back. Yeah. He says, since we're continuing off of Parashat Truma,
thank you.
And all through Parshas Terumah, we had the command calling again and again, Valsiso, 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 and Valsiso never meant that Moshe Rabbeinu had to make it. Masha Amad Asha Valsiso, Yuvan Sheyosa Yidayacha. Other people were going to make it. Vizeh, Sheyitzavel Umonim, Sheyasu, should tell the artisans, the craftsmen to do it. Lafikoch is a stress made in this parasha on three things that are said over here. Lafikoch ve'eilu agil mitzvahs shetiva heino oma va'ata and you. The idea is to stress the difference between here and other places. Sheyasehu ba'atzmo. This is something he has to do himself. What is it? First of all, sheyitzavah liyisoh la'asiyat Hashem. He has to be the one who tells the Eden to make oil. That's going directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is the next thing that happens there. He has to be Machias Aaron and his children to him. To tell them to do whatever has to be done, it has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu himself. So we have three things here that are exceptions to whatever was going on up until this point, and therefore the word Ba'ata is added as a stress. I see here Rabbeinu Tuvia also. Same word very briefly. Hitzkid as Moshe Rabbeinu pocket aleihem, afal v'loy izru lo tacha. It has to be you and no one else.
What are you reading?
I'm reading out of things that you don't have.
No, an unknown Rishon.
No, actually, this one was from a support. First thing I said. It's what's comprised, that there are exceptions in these three things and anything else. Now, two of the things, it seems pretty clear that Moshe Rabbeinu would want to do, especially, ata hake v'lecha ta'an v'chich was bon avitoi, it's not a tradition. This is a Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to give the kayach over here, Kohen over to Aaron. We want to throw in, you can say that Moshe Rabbeinu, as we're going to about to see a lot about, should have been the kayach, he had the kayach of Kohen in him. He's a hakir v'lech of Aaron HaKohen, through him, clause, for various reasons around the fact, surrounding the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu should have been the kayach.
He's bigger than
Kohen.
What? He's a bigger than Kohen, he's a Rabbeinu.
Yeah. Okay, but he was supposed to be carrying also, and it's still considered a loss. It's seen as a loss, as we'll see soon by Arichas. So it's easy to understand why Moshe Rabbeinu should daskid be the one who does that part. Also the part where Moshe Rabbeinu is maskid al kulam to tell everybody to do the job for the Mishkan, I think we can understand that the pshutoi, the pshat, or the drush, either way. The pshat Moshe Rabbeinu zicha, like you say, Rabbeinu, okay. The head of a whole, head of college throat, and the Mishkan is made under him, even for practical reasons, everyone has to know that they're doing what they're doing, and if they're doing it right, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to be responsible for making sure that it's carried out properly. If we speak even further, in the question, Moshe Rabbeinu is the Ikka who draws down the Shekhinah into the Mishkan, as we see later also, as we're sharing this class in Chazal, the people who Moshe Rabbeinu can't bring down the Shekhinah into his Mishkan. Can he do it? He can't do it. It's him. He's the one. So no matter whatever is done has to be done by him.
The Kohen is a component of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the CEO. Kahuna is just one part. He was the top of everything.
In other words, everything has to come from Moshe Rabbeinu.
He made sure that everything worked.
And the Pnimius is even more so, because again, as we see in Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Isha Achas, when it says, before you see it in Shayim, it says that the Noshim had Shisha Bekeres Echod, right? Six in one stomach. But it says, V'yeshayimim Shisha V'yivu Bekeres Echod. 600,000 were born in one pregnancy. Umanu Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu was born in one pregnancy. How many pregnancies were born in? But there's 600,000 there. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was shocked because he didn't call his story. The Shreya Shemesh was his story, which is the premium of what he's son. So these things are pretty clear. What about this mitzvah we have after the Tzadot mitzvah we have Hashem is Zayi Zoh, of the Tzadot? Okay, so I think we have a way to go with that also, but we'll wait a little to Chaim HaKadosh, because I want it tonight, which I think will bring us a better understanding of that. Now, I want to go into over here though, what all of the Yishenim are busy with over here, and all of us are familiar with this subject and with the question, but each one has it in his own way. And let's start with Rabbeinu Ephraim, at least it's partially known. And yes, the Kasha, why doesn't it say, Vaidadu Hashem on Moshe, Leimai, Vaatu Kitzavas, Menei. Everybody wants to know that. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu's name mentioned over here? It doesn't belong here the same way it belongs in every other parasha. And Ben Ephraim in a different shtickle. Adds to the kasha and says, "Vavolei nichtav kan veidav Hashem veishalei mitzavas meisov ilik Hashem zayizoch kamoi shekosov veidav Hashem veishalei mitzavas hanus bo'am v'leim zayizoch yisraelo." But kamoi shekosov veidav Hashem veishalei mitzavas meisov matzvayim kamoni lachmi leishai. Every time something is said to him to command others, it's thought of veidav Hashem veishalei. Why should it be any different over here? And this is where he says, different than most of what we most of us know. And we'll get that to that chapter. But the chapter Rabbeinu Ephraim says is, Moshe Rabbeinu was supposed to be a Kohen. At that time, at that first encounter, he's told, which as we see there in Rashi, it means, Aaron up until this point is a Levi and has been a Levi, and this switch is going to occur from here and on, in the plan at least. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go with Sichz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Rabbeinu turned into a Levi instead, and Aaron turned into a Kohen. Lekach. Lo yinizkan Moshe klal v'zeis ha-parasha sheyesh for Big Day Kohuna. This is the parasha of Big Day Kohuna. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong in this parasha because he doesn't have shaychus in Kohuna, which he should have had shaychus to, which was given away to Aaron HaKohen, and Moshe Rabbeinu was therefore not mentioned over here. I don't know, the truth is, I guess either of those things could be said, but I think I have a third shot, because it's neither one of them. The third shot is, this is the parasha of Kohen, and Moshe doesn't belong in that parasha. Not as Oynish. He's not the Kohen right now. In other words, maybe he's not a Kohen as Oynish, maybe he's not the Kohen, for whatever reason, whatever it is, now he's not a Kohen, it's the parasha of Kohen, and as much as Mitzadechot, Atta Hakre Zerecho, but his name is not mentioned in the parasha of Kohen. In other words, to whatever degree, he doesn't have shaychus to the parasha of Kohen. And but he throws in something over here which is fascinating also, which is he says, this is not the only place where this type of concept happens. He says, Aaron HaKohen disappears name, disappears also. He doesn't mention all through everywhere. Usually it's either by Yavash on Moshe Ve'al Aaron or Moshe Ses Aaron. The whole parasha is Truma. There's no mention of Aaron in parasha Truma. Why is that? So he says a different reason there. But over there he says the chat like this. He says, Aaron knew that Parshas Truma is the Teruch of bringing the Nedavos to the Mishkan. And among the Nedavos to the Mishkan, as we discussed last week, you have to have Avni Shoyam, Avni Miluim, Waifa is Vilachayisham. Aaron is shyest to what's going on in that Parsha, to the collection. It's the Teruch Aaron, he says. Mistalik Aaron shall yearn on the Otsi Humadavan. He stayed out. Can we show him a Kayak Dawson Abim Shalom Fiakvura Hayatvar? He says he had what to be concerned about. Because there were people who were timing whatever it was. Aaron HaKohen stayed away from Truma's Amish Kalikas. And the name of Pasha Truma, no mistake, he says those names are mentioned.
And I think Kuna.
Yeah.
It's more famous.
Yeah, so I'm over here, though, the Kohen of is not, and he's mentioned as far as collecting it or bringing it, rather in terms of him being dressed in it. So well, he has to be there. What's going on? Yeah, but as far, whenever the collection was being done, he was adding that. That was not being a friend in one shtick. A different shtick from being a friend, where he brings his thoughts out with the same thing. Vizoyis ha-parasha, he says, Nemu kol ma'lo yisak kohona, he says. It's not only the big day kohona. Ula ma'lo yisak, and this is the parasha of kohona, he says. Arichas ha-meiris la-adlokotom, he started off with that. Big day kohona, he says, va-achoshim ha-tzitz mechlolom. Milu yad-aran u-bonov, ha-kidushom, mishichosom, korbenoisom, ha-ktoras kuteres ha-samim, then it's be'ach ha-zohov, u-shor ha-avoidis. Meirik. They said he didn't want to do the job that the Moshe had sent him to do back then, but the Ma'ilus of Kuhuna Moshe didn't want to do that. L'chein lo yinema kam eidav Hashem HaMoshe. It wasn't said because he wanted all of these things over here, but he wasn't mentioned. What does that mean? Because he wanted it, that's why he's not mentioned? I don't know. In other words, what is that? In other words, not to make him feel bad? The Pasha said to him anyway. But his name is not mentioned over there because he wanted it. You know, like I said, Chayitza Shem Alayim Tupalp, I don't know what the pshat is in that.
So he didn't want to do it?
He didn't want to do what needed to be done in order for him to get the Qur'an. This was way back then to step to the Elisha Santa on the mission. He should have accepted the mission. And then he would have had it. But on Isa, he didn't accept the mission. He didn't want to do that, but he did want to have those miles. He's not mentioning those miles. When he said, "Come ask me, like this, Hashem Moshe was this a parasha, Liam is one in the sonusle." Now this is a different word, somehow, right? In other words, it seems like these are two separate things. Number one, he wants it. He wants it. He's not mentioned. Number two, Liam is one in the sonusle. What's in the sonusle?
Like, why did he go to doctor? I want to give, but I don't give to nothing. You have to give it. You have to do it. You have to do it. Thinking, doesn't do anything.
Yeah, but here he wasn't given the option. He wasn't given the choice. The Meiser, if he wants to be a Kohen now, too bad. Right? That's what Moshe Rabbeinu himself says. The Parashas Korach. Korach comes along and says, I want to be a Kohen. So it actually brings it. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Atem, how many people, and you all want to be Kaharim? Afani raised to be Kaharim. I just want to be a Kaharim. Right? It's just even the Purushim of it, but one of the Purushim packages goes, and Meshavim says, I also want it. So what the claim chapter is, I also want it. So let's fight it out. Right? But all the standard chapter is, I want it, and I'm going to have to be Yitzhak by wanting, because I'm not being given the option. So Chavush Kibreira, therefore, Shat is, you know, I'm all over the course of Ki'ilu. What can I do? The Rishon didn't give me that option. So I have to be right to what I'm wanting, and that's really what you should be doing instead of fighting.
That's the reason why you're in the process.
Well, he should be in the process. Yeah. But somehow, again, that's what I'm saying. But somehow he says the fact that he wanted it is reason not to be here. Right? But at the same time, he also tells us, Lim is on the semester. In other words, Shat is, there's a certain anivus that's here. That shot is, he doesn't, the Rishon gives him, offers him the highest position. And he rejects it. And that's near Mazir over here. That's my question. But then, we have the peers that most of us are familiar with. Most of us are familiar with the different peers. This is the peers that's in the Rosh, and he says something that all of us are familiar with. Rosh Hashanah. Tintzal b'kolach sedorim asher b'tzeria. Misha nirlad Moshe ad mishna teria shul nizka. In every single parasha, from the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu on parasha Shemais, all the way through the volume, he's always mentioned lovad ze aseidah. The table. How can he not be mentioned in this parasha? The only parasha that is not mentioned. V'shamati mipi harav Reb Don Ashkenazi zecherem l'vracha. I don't know who it is, but obviously Chosher Rishon, and he heard it from his mouth. Why? If he saw Moshe Omer l'chnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu al-Mechilas ha-Egel, Dovor Ro. He said a bad thing, he says. He let a bad thing out of his mouth about himself. What was it? Ayin Mecheni no Mesifach HaShakotah. He raised me from the book that you wrote. Ba'om Ruzay. Kilo Las Chochem, Afilo Las Nai Gevoro. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Esel Lachov Nesmin Meshur Zadim. Esel Lachov Nesmin Meshur Zadim. Eim Lachov Yisko Na Sefer Shekatavti. I'll do Nesmin Meshur Zadim, and I'll erase you from the Sefer which I wrote. Kloyma, what's the Sefer that I wrote? The Sefer, Seder, V'atat Tzavah, Shekatavti, was like Kisiso. In other words, and Kisiso is the place in which I'm going to say, erase you from the Sefer. Right? Which you already wrote. So what was the parasha that was written just previously before Kisifa? It was the Tav. So maybe he erases them from the parasha just before parasha Tav. So according to this chat, differently than what it says from Rabbeinu Ephraim, it doesn't have a particular reason why this has to be a parasha where Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't belong. It belongs in this parasha, but it's not another parasha. But it happens to be the last seder, right before he sees it, where he says in the chenius of the gazafta. V'zuya klolos osas arishim shal mikro shom shmoi, v'shal kach lo yiz kamayishim yiz aser. So the mail, it comes to say that Moshe Rabbeinu, mitzad echad, he made it tonight, he said. He knows it was a gazafta, but then tonight. He said, if you're not going to forgive them, but he did forgive them, it doesn't have to be done. So therefore, the Ma'i said, there's a gabbalist here, kill us, how feel, Knai Yvon. So we can look at him and say, oh, he got punished anyway, shouldn't have said it. But he's a gabbalist here. There's a gabbalist in this thing here. It's kill us, how feel, Knai Yvon. Anyone else makes conditions, okay. Who lied, whatever he said, even without a Knai, that the Ba'i Shalom has to do whatever he says. But a chocham, whatever he says, has to be done. That's one of the things that says that it's done, even though he made it snap. He's also a fakir of the things that says. Because once the Rishon in Kabul what he says, the Chayyim should be erased from everything. And then should be mentioned in the Torah altogether. I mentioned that rather. Right? Everybody aware of that. That's one of the things that the Kabbalah in the Mask also. Why is Meshavah not mentioned anywhere in that rather? So why do you have to mention it? Should be erased from the whole Torah? So this was the things that says. He was given... His words were followed to a T. Yoisigavam, Sivcha Shekhatavta, what you just wrote. That Pasha Tavta, this statement is. The different issue is attack less known.
Yeah, I heard from a taxi driver in a Flavel store, Pizza store, Amachel as well. He told me, Misifra Cha, the Cha is Chof. Misifra, the 20th Pasha is the Tavta.
Hey! Oh, But there's a Rishon of Ben Chaim Paltiel who says, brings the same words, and therefore, Tilah Chochon, Tilah Snahi Bo, Lakach Likosa Shmoy Beseda Shalaponom, Lakayim Divrei HaTzadik. So Lakayim, the words of the Tzadik, same word also, same, the Parsha Shalaponom. Okay, so there's one more little short word of it, which is kind of interesting, which I found here. In one of the Yisraelim names, Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda looked at this. He says, "After the Tavis from the Yisrael, he can let Hashem as I saw Chosu somebody." And this parasha here, they're talking about lighting them in there. So he says, "I'm ready to get a kuda." And he says, "The Ato Tetzave has a very special gematria, which teaches us a mayor the Galocha." What are you saying to me? He can ladloka saner leShabbos v'natayra. Shenemer va'atot tzave v'gematria noshim tziva. Noshim tziva. See, hear this. The emphasis is like this. Me'ikir ha'din l'chayra, doesn't matter who lights the Shabbos, anyone can light it. Yes? Balamayser, the women light it. Rabbein Chaim Paltiel says, it's a gematria in the pasuk over here, va'atot tzave, noshim tziva. The women are the ones who should light. Should continue to light, even after there's no mitzvah. The truth of the matter is, I'll pick up Bola, the big end that the Noshim should light, Meir Shabbos, and that the men should light Meir Chanukah, Dafka, Right? Melech Hanukkah brings the Ur Hashem from the top down, which is the job of a man, is to be an Ashpia, to bring from the top down. The job of a woman is to be the Kabbal and to send back up.
It's not part of the Cheshbon why a husband will light beforehand and then burn it and then blow it out?
Yes, it is. 100%. 100%. It is. And it's a big aim, by the way, to do that. Some people don't do it. Kabbal. In other words, what is that? What's that message there? That message there is that the Mekabel, in order to send back up from the bottom, needs to be given koyach first on the top down to do that. And by the way, that's not a vote only in Erev Shabbos. That's the way of the world. In marriage, b'chlal. You'd like to know that. In other words, a woman, according to Chazal, is compared to the moon, who gets her light from the sun. Last one, we got a makulun. Women, if they're not given koyach by their husbands, they get depleted. They don't have any koyach. Can't do it. They need to be given energy by their husbands. And the same thing happens in their Shabbos. You prepare the licht for her, but then she's the one who takes this world in Shabbos, what goes on Shabbos, as it says in Kegavno before Baruch Hu, and as it says all over the place, and as we see in Musaf of Shabbos, that the central part of Musaf of Shabbos is Tov Shin Reish Kuf, backwards, the Aleph based from the bottom up. The count of Shabbos is coming instead. It goes from Tov Shin Reish Kuf all the way up to Aleph, which is bottom up. Right? This world is raised up to the Rebbein Shalom Shabbos. Which is why it says that in the Neira, when you light it before Shabbos Chanukah, it should be lit before that Shabbos. Right? So some people say, well, of course, right? Although it's going to be Shabbos. No, you don't have a couple of Shabbos when it's going to be your wife. So one way to light it is you light Shabbos. And then light in the Neira. I don't think that the Yavid shouldn't do that. But completely, you shouldn't do that. Not only after Negev, but after Nistar also. Because Neira Chanukah, I mean, it's to bring the Rebbein Shalom Shabbos down to the lowest places. We'll talk Chanukah, we'll talk more about it. We already spoke about it this past Chanukah. And therefore, there's not Satan's fun. Nobody needs you anymore. By the time the woman lights Neira Shabbos and she raised the world up to the highest place, what are you doing now with the Neira Chanukah? So, you have to do what Chazal said to do anyway. If it was bad, it was bad. But waste of time. You're not supposed to do that, right? So the Noshim are the ones who like Chanukah, who like the Shabbos list. And they're the ones who receive the world at its lowest and bring it back up to its highest. But what's linked there is not only that it's the women, but there is that a woman who lights Shabbos before Shabbos is doing much of what went on with the Menorah and the Beis HaMikdash. Because, again, a home, a Jewish home, is a replica of the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, somebody has to light the Menorah there, and at least on Erev Shabbos, it's the woman who's not even there, straight from this portico there. By the way, it's not only a replica. The Beis HaMikdash got its energy from a Jewish home, the Chatchila, first of all, the Ramban, says in Amitraish, I believe. I'm beginning with Shmuel, I don't remember that. Search them and find it later, whatever it is. Ramban says the Fetish, that the Beis HaMikdash was an echo of the home of Avraham the Sodom. Is that done with the Shmuel? He says it was an echo of the home of Avraham the Sodom. So it was an attempt at copying the home of Avraham the Sodom. Kind of that I heard from one of my rabbis years ago. Oh, that's my own line.
He's on the line.
I can find him. He says that the Mishkan was an attempt to copy the oil of Avraham the Sodom. In other words, Avraham Masoda's house was a Mishkan. So he comes to the capital. One of their Rebbeim said that the pshat was that even when there was a Mishkan and a Beis HaMikdash, what was it? It was a focal point for the Kedusha that was going on in every Jewish home everywhere. So he used the muscle of it. He said that you have, not such a big document this, but he said that there's a way to combine a whole bunch of telescopes to give power to one central telescope. I don't know if people who are bigger scientists than me may know something about this. He's a different example of how you take a whole bunch of reflectors and you focus them all on one central point and you can put a piece of metal there and it'll be burnt in an instant by the sunlight or whatever it is that's being. So he said that was what the Beis HaMikdash was. It was that's a reflection of all the Kedusha of the Jewish home. So maybe when there was a Churban, Shat was, the Churban was because the Beis HaMikdash had nowhere anymore to draw its Kedusha. So therefore it was lacking in the Kedusha that it was supposed to be drawing from the Jewish home, so the Jewish home was destroyed, there was a Beis HaMikdash. There's nothing there anymore. And it became Chorus.
Who said this?
This comes from a Rabbi of mine, so I'll go on with my name. But, Akapon, what we do see here, is that a woman is doing something that's parallel to her. Alokas Hameiris, Alokas Hamanoira, in the home on Erev Shabbos.
You know, the one doctor mentioned that the man lighting mayors, that's over at Kazanesh, said that's the only back then the witch didn't light well.
Yeah.
And his mom said, you're not supposed to. It's a piece of the mayors to have.
Okay, so I want to tell you for something, Zach, and again, it's anecdotal evidence. It's not, I can't, you know, I never made a survey and everybody's out. But I can say that my wife insists that I prepared a list, not because of only of our water, but because it just makes it easier for the light afterwards.
Yeah.
So, in other words, once a wood has already caught a fire before, it takes less time. It immediately ties.
So which part of it that was it? Stop preparing it or the doctor lighting it?
It depends on the light.
I'm doing with the light.
Yeah.
I'm doing with the light. Lighting
the whole
use the light.
In other words, burning the wood before definitely makes the fire apply quickly to the wick.
As far as the opinion, is it the lighting it or
key lights?
Stop preparing it or both?
Key lights don't work.
It says lighting. I'll say that. But the truth is also today, it could be that in a way, today as in today, as opposed to 20 years ago, it's even more so because, again, at least what we use over there, which is these Nero Nim, they have wax covering the wick, which, you know, gets in the way of the fire getting straight onto the light, onto the wick, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay, now everyone can open up in their own Chumash Rashi over here. Perek Chof Ches, Pasuk Lamed Hei. Let's learn up. Let's see the pasuk in Chumash first. Mahoya al Aaron Mesholis. We're talking about the Me'il. Aaron should wear the Me'il Mesholis. V'nishma kolu v'voya l'kodesh v'nei Hashem uvetzeisoi. V'lo yomus. Right, the sound will be heard when it comes into the kodesh v'nei Hashem uvetzeisoi. V'lo yomus. Look, Rashi. V'lo yomus. He won't die because he's wearing the mail. If you understand, then he will die if he's not wearing the mail. Which means, if you loy loyis chayivnis, if you call it mechusa echem ma'abgodim alalu, chayivnis b'day shomayim. If he comes in missing one of these begodim, chayivnis b'day shomayim. Now, I want us to hold our place over there, but also to look into Chof Ches Mem Gimel, just a few short psukim later. Posik Mem Gimel. V'hoyu al Aaron v'al Bonov v'voyim al Oyel Moyed. Oy v'gishtam al Amzbech l'shoris b'akredesh v'la yisu ovoim v'meitzu. They should be wearing the big day kahuna. When they come to Oyel Moyed, they go to the Amzbech l'shoris b'akredesh v'la yisu ovoim v'meitzu, they won't have an aver and die thereby. So let's look at Rashi. Right here. That if he's mishavish with he's not wearing enough of the big day kohuna, hold on. My question really is, first of all, on the pasuk itself. Right? In other words, why does the pasuk seem to repeat the thing you said twice? Right, Pasuk Lamed Hei and Pasuk Mem Gimel, we have more or less the same idea, twice, right? And not with a very big distance between. So here I want to study Rashi and see two very significant and important differences between Pasuk Lamed Hei and Pasuk Mem Gimel. First of all, in Pasuk Lamed Hei, Rashi says, Hoi mikonis mechus ha'echem ha'abgodim alo v'chayvis v'day shamay. So Rashi's lashon in Pasuk Lamed Hei is a mikonis. In Pasuk Mem Gimel it says, Hol amadus to Hashem is shamish mechusa begodim b'mitzvah. Right? Okay. So that's one distinction. The second thing is in Pasuk Lamed Hei he says Ho im yikonis mechusa echod min habegodim halolu these clothing. Yeah. In Pasuk Mem Gimel He says, Mechosim Begadim. Doesn't say Habagadim all over these clothing. Lacking clothes. He doesn't get into such a clear, hey, how you deal over here, that he's speaking about specific ones. So what is it that's going on there? So if you look at Pasuk Mem Gimel, you look at the context, you see the Feirish that's speaking about a general halacha in all of the Kehanim and all of the days. Right? Let's look at the context right over there. Where it says, Obashta Ismas Anachich Ves Bonovitoi, Basei Lohem Mitzmes Tebad, who's that going on? All Kehanim. Hoyal Arav Al Bonov, all Kehanim. Just talking about everybody. Right? If you look at Pasuk Lamed Hey, it says, Ohoyal Arav Lashonis. In other words, it's speaking about the Kohen Gadol per se. Not about all Kehanim, but after about the Kohen Gadol. So now the question is, why do we need a separate and special pasuk for Aaron, for the Kohen Gadol, in addition to the pasuk that already is there anyway, a little bit further, but all Kehanim, the Aaron's not better. He's not going to get away with it more than they will. Why should he? Tony Bazoi, why do we need a separate pasuk? Yes, sir, Rashi wants to fast. So in Pasuk Lamed Hey, where that is said, Rashi found something. And Rashi says, Ha begodim halalu, these begodim. Which begodim? There are three begodim that Aaron was commanded about there, al kol protea. Just in the lead up to that, that in the Etzem, you have Eifrit Choshen and Me'il right over there. Right? I said it's about the Me'il, but the Me'il is the one that's directly there. But if you go through it, you'll see, you have Eifrit, yeah. You have Eifrit, Choshen, and Me'il, and at the end, in the culmination of all of that, it says, V'holyo alana l'shoz, v'sh'a kredo v'yel l'kredo v'yel Hashem, v'l'tei stei v'loyom. Right? So, therefore, in these three things, in these three begodim, the Torah tells us what they are for, and if we pay attention, we'll see a common denominator between these for all three of them. Because if you look in Pasuk Yud-Beis on the Eifrit, Pasuk Yud-Beis on the Eifrit, it says, Venosa, Venosa Aaron and Shemoitam of Mei Hashem, Lizikara, Shal Steak Table Lizikara. He should be wearing it in front of Hashem. He should be wearing this in front of Hashem. Look at Pasuk Choftes, you see the Eifrit, and you'll see much of the same idea. Venosa Aaron and Shemoitam of Yisrael B'choshen and Mishpul, Alibay Vavoya Yala Koidesh, and the Koray Lufnei Hashem, Tomek. The Me'il, right over there, Pasuk Lamedei, Vahoya Al Aaron Lashoyes, and Nishma Koray Lufnei Lakoidesh, Lufnei Hashem, or the Tezai. In other words, we have a common denominator in all of these Begodim that there's a Pu'ula, there's an accomplishment here that we're looking for by him being in front of Hashem with these Begodim. Go in front of Hashem with these Begodim.
All the more reason why this needs to be repeated.
One second. So we're going to find out over here that this is a different halacha. Masha Enken, one second, let's draw a distinction. Masha Enken, if you look at Pasuk Mem Gimel, all of the other begodim are a hechsher avoido, which means they're not about a pu'ulo la'atzma. They're not about a separate accomplishment that's accomplished by wearing these begodim is an avoida of its own. Rather, the other begodim are hechsher for avoida b'poil. In the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Smag, it's mashma that Big De Kuhuna are a mitzvah b'shnei atzmo. Yeah? The mitzvah b'shnei atzmo. The Big De Kuhuna, sorry, not Big De Kuhuna. Big De Kuhuna, Godel, Dafka. Big Day Kohen Gadol Dafka. Our mitzvah is me'atzma, not a hechsher mitzvah. Which exactly fits with what we're talking about over here. Right? Regular Big Day Kohuna, hechsher mitzvah. Big Day Kohen Gadol are their own mitzvah. Right? Why is that? If we understand what we're understanding now, we understand it very clearly. The regular four begadim of a Kohen head, in order for him to be able to do the avodah. But the Big Day Kohen Gadol are in your noses. So the Mele, and according to that, it'll be all four of the Big Day Kohen. And that's it also. Big Day Kohen Gadol. So Mamela, in Pasuk Lamed Hey, where he says, Min HaBegodim HaLolu, these begodim, yeah? When he says these begodim, he says, V'voyei el HaKodesh V'lo Yomus. When he comes into the Kodesh, he has to be wearing it V'lo Yomus. But in Pasuk Mem Gimel, when he's talking about the regular begadim, he only says Misa on the Avodah. What does he say there? He says, Shamashamish Mechosa begadim b'Misa. And that's what it says in the Pasuk there. In the Pasuk it says, L'shoreis b'kodesh. Right? So therefore he was talking about doing the Avodah without the big day kohuna, the basic big day kohuna. So that's a big nafkamina. So Mamela, Rashi's medayik in Pasuk Mem Gimel, I'm a shamish mechosa begadim b'mitzo. Why? Because those begadim are tnai in avoida. But a Pasuk Lamed, hey, he has a vazundri alimud where he says, in yukonis, mechosa echem ha-begadim halalu, chayiv mitzo, even if it wasn't a shamish. Because these begadim have been even to wear them in front of the British level. And therefore Rashi here says, halam adato, Pasuk Mem Gimel. In Pasuk Mem Gimel, Rashi says, Hol HaMadata! Shemashah Shechus B'Gav Nemisa. What Hol HaMadata? That means, this is a different halacha than you learned in Pasuk Lamed Hei. In Pasuk Lamed Hei, you don't learn this halacha. Shemashah Shechus B'Gav Nemisa. A separate halacha. Somebody learned one halacha. You learn another halacha over here. So maybe the two Rashi's have to explain how the two psukim are two completely different things. Okay. Let's finish the question. Chaim HaKadosh before we adjourn.
Is there any of what the Kohen Gadol's mitzvah,
yeah,
the mitzvah trug in the Kohen of the Kohen Gadol?
Yeah.
Is it Shtelitim L'Smei Hashem, the special, the different Indian than
this you can ask to come to Shulchan's house. I don't know if I'm coming to Shulchan's house. Yeah, we'll admit to Shem. I didn't tell you what I'm saying, well, but I'm going to Shem what. One of the speeches on Saturday after Kamal Shabbos. Excuse me for steps. So if whoever doesn't have a Chaim HaKadosh in the Chumash, you do have, but anyone who doesn't have a Chaim HaKadosh in the Chumash, well, we're looking at Perek, in just in time for the Chaim HaKadosh.
Perfect.
Yeah. So I am Perek Chof Gayin, Pasuk.
Might as well tell Yosef.
No, that was a big announcement that you wanted to look. We have Perek Chof Gayin, Pasuk Chof. And I'm asking for Yishchu Eilecha. I'm asking for Yishchu Eilecha. Yosef. I want to stop in the middle of the shtickle. He wants to know. He starts with the kasha one and say ba'atot tzara, and so again that question of why is there the extra word viato, and he has another kasha of why does it say v'ichwe lecho. Hashem azay zoch. Many of the Yishrei stars on that also. Why can't it just say v'ichwe Hashem azay zoch? What's the Elacha? I want to go to where he says V'derech Remes. Hey, Mishnik Elacha, I'm a Kaddish Dafka, but that doesn't mean that everyone already learned it. And even those of us who did, it's a Mishnik that's worth learning again. Well, V'derech Remes is Bayer HaKos. Does everyone see that Mishnik there? It's Yosef in that one. It's about halfway down the page. The last, you got it?
Yeah.
The right side of the page. About halfway down. The last words on the line of Derech Remes.
Yeah.
Okay. Does everyone have it? You have it,
Yeah.
Derech Remes. He's Bayer HaKosov al Derech Maimer Huvo Vasefer Zoya Chodosh. The Pasuk can be explained along the lines of what's said in Zoya Chodosh. Ki Dalit Goliath Shal Yitzroel, the four Goliaths of Chal Yisroel, Ko Echod Mehem, Nigalu Mimenu Mezchus Echod. Each one of the Goliaths, Klal Yisrael was Nigal from, in one individual's Zchus. Golos HaRishon, Nigalu B'Zchus Avraham Avinu Olam HaShalem. Beis, Nigalu B'Zchus Yitzchak. Gimel, B'Zchus Yaakov. Dalid, which is Golos Edoim, Tolui B'Zchus Meisha. Which means, we have Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and then we have Meisha. And therefore, the Zchus HaOvos was used for the first three Goliaths, but we need to have the Zchus HaMeisha Rabbeinu to take it out of this Golos HaMeisha. He says a shreklich hazach. Ulezeh nis'arech hagolus. That's why we're in such a long galus. He says that. Ki kol oid she'ein oizkim batoiro. Ula mitzvois. Ein Moshe chofet ligoil am batlonim minatoiro. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't want to be involved in taking out a nation who does not study enough Torah, with Mavatl Torah, out of Golos. Now, up until this point, it's just that he doesn't want to be involved, as in he doesn't want to use his chutz for that. He's ready to use his chutz when you learn the Torah that he brought out. Zikr Torah Shmoy Sh'avdi. Zikr Shmoy. Yeah? But we're going to see in a couple of lines further that it's not only that it's his chutz. He has to be actively involved, and he doesn't want to be actively involved, we have to convince him. V'zehu sh'roma zakos of kan, do'imir v'ato t'tzaveh es b'nei Yisrael. Al derech kim alochov yitzaveh. Yitzaveh is a loshon of livoy, a loshon of tzavzo, a loshon of accompanying. Yeah, accompanying, that's the word. V'ato t'tzaveh, you will accompany es b'nei Yisrael. You're going to accompany Klal Yisrael out of the last Golos. Right? So that's Merumah's here. And you in particular. The Tzavah is Merumah Yisrael.
Which is funny because the whole Parsha Shteg's Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Yeah. And like this, after the Tzavah is pointing to Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah. It's ironic. That's Parsha where his name is not mentioned. Oy al derech oyim romzal. Ein Tzav elo malchus. Chazal say that Tzav is a loshon of Malchus. Remember, Tzaveh is a tzivui of Malchus. Tzav Malchusi, Tzav is a command, a royal command. And so therefore, Tzav is Malchus. Ki hu yimloi choleinu la'osid. He will rule over us. Not only he, of course. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be the melech of Klal Yisrael la'osid. Very complacent. U'tnayu ha'dolah she'yashti Yisrael batei. Again, for him to take over, he needs us to be Yisrael batei. Nonetheless, it's Meir, you see here that Mashiach has to have at least a mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu in him. Very complex. He's going to be the Melech, and so Mashiach is going to be the Melech. So David, with Mashiach, or whatever it is, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be there, somehow, in the Melech. V'zehu oimer, v'yikhu eilecho shemen zayizoch. They should take to you shemen zayizoch. Yim v'zal ha'tayra. What is it that they're going to have to take to you in order for you to lead them and accompany them out of Golos? They're going to have to bring to you Torah. Shanim shalol l'shemen. Torah is nimshal l'shemen. Shemen is chochmo, kiyodua. Shemen zayis. Ma shemen meir lo ilo gacha Torah. The Torah is meir to the world like the shemen. V'heim divir azeh, shekitzav nu b'salmach. So that's v'ikho ilecha. Which is why I mentioned earlier when we first started, that although it says a fairish in the Yishayinim, Moshe Rabbeinu has to be the one to be the tzavet. V'ikho lecha shemen zayizoch. Now we begin to understand more. Because the Shem Zayi Zoch, is that Torah? It's not Shem Zayi Shabbeinu. Torah is Moshe. So he has to be involved in the Menoyna. The Dikta Kloyma Zoch, Shem Tzvichim La'asik Ba'Torah L'Shmo B'Li Shemorim. He shouldn't have any, what's the word for Shemorim? Sediments in the Torah. Shehem, what's going to be mixed in? Yeah? L'Kamta Chas V'Shalom. In other words, to knock somebody else down. What's Shmorim? What's the sediment that's inside of the Torah? It's when there are other intentions involved there, other goals involved. So therefore, Shem and Zayizoch, what might Kosis? What does Kosis mean? Pirishatzvichim lastik v'teirah v'chateiz gufom v'koichom. Aderech oinroi zoyis ha'teirah odom ki yomuz boyom. That's the Gemara says, based on the Pasuk and Parshas Chukas, that a person needs to be ready to suffer to learn Torah. Needs to be willing to put on a serious effort. I wrote this matter, this subject, in my Chefetz. What's that? You have the Sefer Chefetz Hashem. And over there he wrote about this, you know, my meaning bo, your uyin shom. My meaning bo means, the truth is, everybody says, look up to the Chefetz Hashem. But my minim bo means he's your right hand. Right hand has to do not only with throwing your shmol, like the Gemara seems to imply, but also putting your real strength up, right? Central strength is in the right hand, and it's referred to. But like he says, kosis, lachatis gufu l'kareichon, put your hold and put yourself in. V'oimru ilamoy. So up until this point, we were going al derech haremez, but remez of nigla. Now he gets, even though it's a Zerah Chodesh, now he gets into Munis. I don't know, it's Barish Kamsing Tfid Akev. What's the cause of Lamo'er? He was Malagolus, Nechshach Mo'er Halavona. Shenikre is Hamo'er Akotom. Now, rather, those of us who, if I look around over here, I don't know if it's anyone, recently, the Mincha Mayriv, on Rosh Chodesh, usually I try on Rosh Chodesh, usually Mincha Mayriv is speaking on Halacha, I try usually on Rosh Chodesh, but we never, I don't know how long I'm going to be able to keep talking on Rosh Chodesh. On Drush, how much I have to say already, but this month we spoke about what the chat is in Kaporas Posha, in a Chodesh Eivor, and a Shnatzah Eivor, depending on the minute. And we spoke about the fact that the Shulach Kodesh says, that the reason why we need an additional kapora in Shnasa Yivor is because, why is there Shnasa Yivor? It's because Ayur HaLavon is not Ayur HaChama. Right? We have a shorter year of the moon than we have of the sun. Every time an Yivor Yor comes, there's a shtick of time. What's going on? Why haven't you brought the world to where it belongs? That's where it's going to be, and that's where it should have been. That's where it started out. You've got to bring it back there. So each time we come along again and we have a situation where the sun and the moon don't match, there's a certain kitzuk. Look, the Shlach on the death line, the Shnasa Yibur, and the Chodesh Yibur, we say, the Kaporas Posha, so that's Kapor. However, there's more to it than just the way it's said, especially since it's very difficult to understand, you should take altogether what's going on over there. And the Brishon says, a view like Kaporos from the Atzitzi of Sayyidah, well, what's the Brishon's fault, how the owl fall, what's going on over here?
It's smaller.
You think it was much lighter. Yeah, okay, so, but, again, if we're going to read it, Kipshu, the Pshat says, it wasn't like that before. What does it actually mean over Panemius, and that's what he's getting into over here. So he says, there's a man that goes, Nechshach Mo'ir Alavon, the Shemikra Samoir HaKotem, and Nifrad Aluf Mimena. This is based on the words of a Pasuk, Nirgon Mafrid Aluf. Aluf is a friend. Aluf means a friend. Nirgun Mafrad Aluf, a complainer, separates off a friend. That's the Pasuk, the Pshat and the Pasuk initially. But over here, the Pshat is that the Lavona is missing the friend. What's going on over here? Let's understand this clearly first in most Pshutah, and then we'll get to a little bit more depth. We have some a few minutes, and I want to try to have to work out with something that something new this week that maybe not everyone has before. The Etzem, let's first take this on the level that we can easily understand. Klal Yisrael itself, we know, I'm Yisrael Levon, this by the way I have in mind, it's on the base, to discuss this a little bit, sure. But you people will have a preview, and then you can come here again. I'm going to chat about it. Klal Yisrael itself is Yisrael Levon. Right? You know, we count by the moon, we're compared to the moon, Chas HaShom is a Likri Levon, it's not a good symbol of Klal Yisrael, they're associated with the moon. And Levon Omar, Shetiskadish. The Rishon told the moon to renew itself. Why? A teres teferes lamut ebotam. It's a crown of glory. It's a cloudy soul will carry from the belly. Shehem atilus chadish kamoi soldier who are in the future going to be renewed just like her. Now we say this for years, and not always we even know what that bracha means, but that's what it means. Al kapanim, in other words, cloudy soul nimshal lavana. So let's understand this now as a mashal. The Levona comes to the Rebbein Shleilun, that's Klal Yisrael. He comes to the Rebbein Shleilun, what's going on? Wasn't the world created for Klal Yisrael?
Yes.
Is Klal Yisrael the purpose of the world?
Yes.
Isn't Klal Yisrael the actor and everyone else props and backdrops?
Yes.
What's going on? The Goyim have as much power in the world as we have? So Rebbein Shleilun says, you're right. But not only do they have as much power as we have, they have more. They have more power than you. How does that make any sense? That's a pshat idea. So there is a pshat. Because even though it's the Volt gepast, as the Volt gedacht that appropriately what should have happened, is that Klal Yisrael should have been the biggest, as would have been commensurate, or if that's where you pronounce that word, where is our role here? Right? But there's a goal here. The goal is for Klal Yisrael has to do work. And after Matzim Kolam and faces up with Nisharinus to fight for the Rebbeinu of the world. So he says, listen, I need Nisharinus and I need Bechir, I need you to fight and this is part of your role here. So Ramela, the Levona is swollen on the Chama. I thought this came shot. it feels wrong. It is wrong in a sense. But this is the way it has to be. So after Rabbi Yisrael says, have you like a photo from the after this era? Really? What happened, Rabbi Yisrael? You made a mistake. Bring me a kafora, I made it small. What does it mean? What it means, Kipshuta, right now is this. I know what I'm doing, and it's right and it has a cheshbon. But I want you to remind yourself every year, Shreidish, that it's also wrong. Because the truth is, you are the Ikke, and you should be the biggest. And one day that will happen. But right now, understand that I know what I'm doing. Yeah? That's the Pashat Shah. Now, let's go behind that. Because Kalal Yisrael equals the Shekhinah. What's the Shekhinah? The Shekhinah is Hashem's presence, open presence within the world. What happened in Golos? The Avraham's presence in this world, they were altered, downtrodden. I say all the time, Shechinta v'Galusa. People, when they hear those words, Shechinta v'Galusa, they think they're talking about who knows what kind of lofty Kabbalistic secrets. It is. But it's also something that should be readily and easily understood. What the pshat is, Shechinta v'Galusa means the Avraham's reputation has taken a hit, which is a himotishai. It's something that we shouldn't be able to survive. What's the pshat? Pshat is, hello, do you care at all? If you have any feelings for the religion of this world, you can't just walk on while he, kaviyachol. Imagine if your father, somebody spit him in the face and kicked him in the pants while he was busy supporting that person and keeping him alive. But you also stand quietly on the side with your arms folded? Plus, that's Shashkin to Begalusa. So he says, Bizman goes Mechshech Moira Alvona Shinta Moira called him Nifra Valuk Primero. That means her friend has been separated from her. What does that mean? That means the Shechina of the Tachtonim is not being Mekabel openly from the Rebbein Shalom. Which means, as God is above the world, is not being reflected down here in the world. Instead, the Rebbein Shalom is being, like I said, downtrodden within his own world. That's called Mechshech Moira Alvona. Right? That means the slave woman has, what? Has taken over for her mistress. What's that? Everyone else here. This world, Kaviyoch, doesn't belong to the Bersham anymore. As he's pushed into the corner, he's pushed out of the corner. Out, goodbye. So that's called that the Moiris are knocked down. Which means to set back up the Shekhinah in this world. When he lights the menorah, it should be lamor, not only to light, to make light, because it could have said lor, it could have said lohoyer, it could have said lamor. That's that menorah kotzon which needs to be refilled by means of the oir in the menorah. Gam yichaven al lamor agodol. He says even lamor agodol. The Moira Gadol is the song. The song is Kutcha Berichu himself. Kutcha Berichu is Shchinte. Shchinte is what we discussed till now. Kutcha Berichu is the Bereshim as his Mashpia on the inside of this world. Behind the scenes. That's called Moira Gadol. The Bereshim himself is in the Neichi Bitzah. So that's the Moira Gadol of Pozgit Shov Hashem. Mashalem of the Heshiv. It says the Bereshim himself is coming back from Gadol. What does that mean? In the Neichi Bitzah, the Bereshim himself is in Gadol. We can bring him back with us. Not the Heshiv Hashem Alkech Hashpuz Chabishim will return your returnees. Rather, he will return with your returnees. And that's the Heshiv. Now, what is all possible? Ovi Bo'ir V'hovim. The Heshiv says, I will not come into the city. And Chazal say on that, Ovi B'Yishalayim Shalmala, Ovi B'Yishalayim Shalmata. Until I come with Yishalayim Shalmata, I'm not going to come to Yishalayim Shalmala either, which means upstairs, things are messed up also because of what's going on down there. And therefore, that is the vote over here, Lamor, and the result is the Halis named Tomid. Oyla Tomid, it goes up forever. Tomid, the English here, the Toshuv Ladava, Oyd Mohoyla Hashem La'ir Oylam. Tomid means forever and ever and ever. We'll never go back to any sadness again. Mohoyla Hashem La'ir Oylam. Which means that the Rebbe Yisrael will be a light to Klal Yisrael, and to the Shekhinah forever and ever.